on the doors of the gate, Hayakasav, Kadesh Shiyumudu Misham Ben Yadin, that people should learn. So what was written about the judges on the gate, on the door? It was written like this. And the on the gates of the city it was written, that everybody should see it. It was written like this. That kol dayin, any dayin, to miskere ladin, that's called to judgment, loishme dayin, he's not called a judge anymore. Shabbam says it means kol dayin ham yuchid ladin, dine ir, vezimnen de miskere ladin, shetoivim mois ladin, al momen shetoivim imenu, that if any time somebody brings the judge himself to court, that they have a complaint against him about money, so therefore loishme dayin, Upasalad, and he loses his position. It can't be a dayan anymore. That's what he saw was written on the gates. So Amalu, Shabinoi told him that's no good. Elamayativ so. Osi inish miyama stam, a person could come from the world. A third party could come here. Umazmin ladino, and he'll like have complaints against the dayan that he owes him money. And pasle, they'll pasle the dayan for no reason. That's not a good stock you have there. That anybody that comes with complaints against the dayin could pass on the dayin. Anybody could do it then. El or rather should be written like this. Really, what should be written is called dayin de miskere ladin or mafkine minay mamayna. Anytime a dayin was caught was sentenced to come to a summon to come to court, and they paskin that itaka owes somebody money that he really did something wrong, then laf shemay dayin. Then we say it's not called a good dayin. That's good. It's not just that anybody comes with a complaint about money, but only if they paskin that he really owes the money. And then it shows that the dayin did something wrong. So what happened was, kosu hochi, that they went and changed the ksav on the door, and they wrote like this, Baram saboy yudo yamri, that an older person of the Jews said like this, that kol dayin, the mister eladin, any judge that he himself is summoned to court, and through the din that is caused, we take away his money, but din, then lav shemay dayin, that person is not called a dayin. That's takap sol, that's called a dayin, that's a apostle. Chozer Rabbanoi was still there, Chozer saw, the kosav barosh kol mosa, it was written, it was also written some on the doors, it was written like this, that barosh kol mosa, at the head of all deaths, ano dam is me blood. Blood is there in the head of all deaths. Rashbam says, "Bresh kol Musa anodam," means rush. Lechol amisa sudam. Shenodem meis elaidei roiv dam. Shlehekes bezman aroyeloi. That the Gemara times used to take a lot of bloodletting, used to let blood out. So if someone did not let enough blood out, he had too much blood in him. That's the reason why they died. And Barosh kol chayin. What's the head of all people that stay alive? Ano chomer is wine. Whoever drinks wine, it keeps them alive. That's what was written on their doors. That's the way they had written over there. That's such a nusach written. So he said like this, Rabbi Noah, Elamayativ so, did not fall migri. What's going to be if somebody falls off the roof? Or miss and he dies. Or did not fall midiklus. Somebody falls off a tree, a palm tree. Or miss and he dies. Doma kotle, in such a case, is it because he had an abundance of blood? Is that what killed him? In other words, treat that there are certain cases that you die because of death, not because of an abundance of blood. How could you say every death comes because of an abundance of blood? Here, people die because they jumped off, they fell off a roof, they fell off a tree. First two, and secondly, min the darke lememus. Mashkelei chamru v'chaya. Someone that's about to die, if you give him wine to drink, is that going to keep him alive? And not everybody that drinks wine stays alive. Yeah. El rather hochi boy lemichtav. This is what it should be written, really. If you want to talk about death and about life, it should be written like this, that b'roish kol meroyin ano dam. And that if anybody that's about to die is blood. So Rashbam says, Bresh komar no dam means kol tachluya ha'odam al hadam heim shem misrab olav. The sicknesses of a person come because he has too much blood. Not that all deaths come, but all sicknesses. A person dies because of sickness, the cause of the sickness will be because there's too much blood in him. That's what should be written, rather. That Barosh Kol Meroyim, the head of all sicknesses, is Ano Adam, is because of blood. And Barosh Kol Asyun, the head of all medicines, what's the head cure? Ano Chamor, that should be wine. Spam says, Barosh Kol Asyun Ano Chamor means, Shemishta Yayin Kalocho, Kuro, Lo Yovel Dechayli. If a person knows how to drink wine, the right proportion, the right times, then that will keep him healthy, he won't become sick. But once the guy is sick, lav davka, every time wine will cure him. But another thing was written was kos v'hoch, it was written also like this. Baram sobid yudoi, so they wrote like this. Now they listened to him and they wrote down that kos v'hochi baram sobid yudoi. You should know the older, the smart Jew told us to write like this. I'm going to say like this. Barosh kol maroyim, the head of all sicknesses, anodam, that's because of the blood. And barosh kol asoyin, what's the head of the way to keep yourself healthy? Ano chamor, that's by drinking the right amount of wine at the right time. The asor, the lesser chamor, in a place that say they have no wine, tamon mitaboyi samonim, then they have to go and bring medicine, then they should bring samonim, that will cure you. Ksiv, it was written also like this, it was written, ksiv apischo dik tupitkio, it was written at the gate of this city, kapitkio, it was written like this, antpik, Anbag and Antel, these three things are written. V'ezeu Antel, these were three different type of measurements. V'ezeu Antel, what's this measurement of Antel? Zeu Revius of Torah. That's the Revius of Torah. Rishpam says like, Gemara Koma Lekleima, V'ezeu Shir Shal Antel, what's the Shir of this measurement of Antel? That's Revius of Torah. Revius Halug, Dehainu Beitzo Machzo. That's an egg in here. Omishum di arbo koyse shel pesach shurim revius o motzlach chomim smach ben atarim dal koyse amur be mitzrayim dal de shemes gula amur ben pasach teisu galti korle revius shatera. That's why it's called revius shatera. You find the shear in the Torah. Skitza, these three different lashonos were written there. There were three different measurements they had at that time. Now the Mishnah says like this. Hamar zev ein lechazok a gutter. Like a Russia tina cotton, a small gutter, or a gilam let loisai beside tina gadol, that at the end of a big gutter where water comes off a roof, they used to put a small one. Herlach apne kol agav that goes along the roof, or gilam lahoflo chol rush sheyirza, they could move the small one to any point, any part, any place you wanted. Or marchi kluach mayim in a kaisel, and that would make the flow of water go away from the wall. It would not drip down on the wall. That have a gutter there that would take the water a little bit away from the wall. That's the lashon of a marziv. So hamarziv ein lechazaka. You have no chazaka. The fact you're using it, and now it sounds like v'imhichzik bo bal hagag gimul shonim. If the owner of the roof is using this gutter for 3 years already, for tol oisa biyaver chotzer haveroi, that the gutter is ending off in your friend's chotzer, like the water instead of dripping down on your wall. Now the gutter takes it into your friend's courtyard. Is then yocholita nechzakti? The owner has the right to throw you out, the owner of the chutzer. And the owner of the gag does not have the right to say, I have a chazak already. So he says, why? Techivon lav milsa dikviusuhu, lekafti ba chutzer v'shosik shnasayim v'sholosh. It's not a milsa dikviusuhu, it's something that's something that you move around. You don't leave it in one place the whole time. Therefore, the owner was not makbid, therefore it's not called a chazaka. So Amarzev, the fact that you're using a gutter of taking the water off your roof and letting it flow into your neighbor's yard, there's no chazak, even though you did it for 3 years already, now the neighbor has the right to wake up and say, nothing doing. But v'yesh l'mekoy mechazaka, but the mokim has a chazaka. I'm going to explain what that means, the mokim has a chazaka. Now, hamatchilo yesh lo chazaka, hamatchilo hutziner hagodol, that's the big gutter. That's machta kolorich orich hagag, goes along the whole length of the roof. And that's a milsa de kivusahu. That's something that stays permanently there. Therefore, if you're using it already for 3 years, this big gutter, that you have the water coming down your gutter into my property, and the owner of the property did not make a machod, did not say anything, then the owner of the gutter of the roof has a chazaka. He has the right to say, since I'm using it for 3 years already, and you did not say anything, so Mustama, you're not makvid, I have a right to, I bought the rights off, you have a right to continuously use it. This is called the milsa de kviyusa. Here there is a chazaka. Hamatzili yesh to chazaka. Sulam amitri, this type of a ladder, it's a small ladder. Again, ain't like chazaka. Even though you put it against your neighbor's wall to go up, still there's no chazaka, because since it's a small thing, it's not a milsa de kviyusa, you move it around, therefore the owner is not makbid. Even though that's the way you climb up to your roof, by putting this ladder against your neighbor's wall, but since it's a small ladder, there's no chazaka, he wasn't makbid. Ulitzuri, yesh la chazaka. That's a bigger ladder. Here there is a chazaka. That's the Muslim kviyusa. You let it stay against the wall, so therefore if the owner sees it for 3 years and is not makbid, does not make a machor, that's a proof that he sold you the right, or he gave you the right to use it. Eizohi, ulitzuri yesh chazaka. Now, chaloin ha-mitzris, a window of the mitzris. So Ram says that means ketanhi. That's a small window. Ein lo chazaka. Means imoisa chaloin b'kaiso beisai. If you make a window in the wall of your house, lahabed derech sham, to look out the window, v'lishma pardesai gunosai, you want to be able to watch your orchards, v'chaloin pesuach l'chotza chaveroi, and by you opening up this window, you could also now look into your friend's chotzer. And that bothers him. He can't do milsa de tznius. He can't take a suntan there. You're looking out. So, v'hechzik bo shalashonim, if you have your window open for 3 years already, ein a chazaka. That's the Mishnah says of chaloin ha-mitzris ein lo chazaka. Why not? Rashbam says, techivon lav milstik v'yusuhu lechosh limchais. Because it's a small window. Therefore, the one in the chotzer doesn't mind so much. He's not meicha. Therefore, it's not chazaka. Ulitzuris. But if there's a bigger window there, that's like a milsa de kviyusoi, it's going to stay open forever, so then yesh la chazaka. If you use it already for 3 years, that's called a chazaka. The owner of the field should have been meicha. If he wasn't meicha, it's a proof he gave you permission. Eizuhi chaloin ha-mitzris. What's called a chaloin ha-mitzris? A small one. Kol shein roisha shaladim yochle konas ha-toichai. It's so small that a man's head can't even fit into the window. Such a small window is not called milsa de kviyusa, therefore there's no chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh lo malbin, if it has over there a brick, im yesh lo malbin, or hu mashkif hachaloin, that's the, not a brick, so malbin, it's the rash brush, is a mashkif, that's like the top part of the window. Milmalu, milmata, miyamin, or smoil, kein pesach, it has a frame. It has a frame around the window. That's called a big window. In yesh lo malbin afal pish in reisha shalodim yochle konas ha-toichoi harezu chazaka. As if the window has like a frame around it, like he has the boards all on the four sides of the window, so that shows that he means to keep the window there. That's called the milsa de kviyusa, and therefore the bal ha-chotzer, when he saw that the neighbor made a window, if it really bothers him, he should have been meicha, should have protested and said, who gave you the right to open up that window to look, you're bothering my privacy. Since he did not make the machor, that's a proof that he gave him permission or he sold him the rights. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Maiha marzav ein lo chazaka. What does it mean to say the small gutter, the one that you move around from the big one to move the rain, the water, different places, has no chazaka? But v'yesh lo mekayim chazaka. But the Mishnah says, but the makom has the chazaka. What does that mean? This is what the Mishnah means to say. Hamarzev ein lo chazaka. This marzev, this gutter, a portable one, has no chazaka. Meruach achas. It has no chazaka, even though using it on one side, that the owner has the right later to say, I don't want you to use it. I don't want you to let your water come into my chotzer. You're bothering me. But v'yesh lo mekayim chazaka mishtei ruchais. If there are two sides to be used, then there's a chazaka. The Rambam explains that v'yesh lo mekayim chazaka means v'yachas mishtei ruchais. Oy tzvani oy droimoy. Shem yakrenu mitzad zeh nechenu mitzad achar. That you could only make a move from one side to the other side. But v'yein balachotze yochol akwa lagamri min achotze. But the balachotze can't tell this person that has the roof there that his gutter is dripping the water into his chotzer, shrei hechzik miyo b'techa chotzer. Lagabi achas m'shtei ruchois have a marzav musta kviusoi. The stam bayis yesha b'lei marzav. Every house, every roof has to have a gutter. U'gishos is a marzav b'tchilu b'chotzer l'shem kviyas osa. V'olah l'bala chotzer limchotzer shalosh. U'mid l'micha hefzit. So therefore, if there are two different sides where he could use it, therefore the owner should have known that's like a milsa to kviusa. He's for sure going to use it, whether this side or that side. So therefore,